the sixth Sunday of Easter, Year B. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As Peter reached the house, Cornelius went out to meet him, fell at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter raised him up, saying, "Stand up, I'm only a man too." Then Peter began to speak to them. "I understand that truly God is impartial, but that in every nation one that fears him and does what is righteous is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those hearing the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit should be poured out on Gentiles too, for they heard them speaking in tongues and proclaiming the greatness of God. Then Peter said, "Could anyone refuse the water of baptism to these people? Now they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." He then gave instructions that they should be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay on for some days. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. O sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his deliverance to the nations. He has remembered his merciful love and his fidelity to the house of Israel. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out into joyous song and sing out your praise. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. A reading from the first letter of St. John. My dear friends, let us love one another, since love is from God, and everyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. No one who fails to love knows God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was revealed among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, that we might have life through him. Love consists in this, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. All who love me will keep my words, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my own joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you should love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall no longer call you servants, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. These are my commands to you, that you should love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.